Everyone, it's your girl Cece, and welcome to From the Mind of Cece. I'm hoping everybody had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Yes, I know, I skipped last week, and it was because it was Thanksgiving weekend. I know everybody was busy with their families, so I figured I was postponing a week and come back strong with this week's episode, which is all about Blacks and Hispanics and why we have a stigma with therapy. So I got my boy Chad with me, and we'll be chopping it up about this topic. So sit back and relax and get ready for the episode. Here we go.
Greetings and salutations. This is Chad Scott, self-love ambassador, and you're listening to From the Mind of CC Podcast. We're going deep.
What's going on, good people? We are here with my boy Chad. Introduce yourself to the people again, even though they know you.
Hey, thank you so much for the invite. Chad Scott, relationship, life coach, and very important, I focus on accountability and being an accountability partner. How are you doing?
I'm good, my good friend. So we are here to talk about the topic of Black and Hispanics with the stigma of therapy. So do you think there's a stigma within the Black and Hispanic community with therapy? And if so, why?
Well, I want to say I'm very big on being advocated for going to therapy. But I think there is a stigma. We're doing better when it comes to African-American and Hispanics and people of color going to therapy, but there is a stigma. And I think one of the reasons why it's a stigma is because we felt like we don't want to be looked at as crazy and feel like sometimes we look at it as it a luxury in a sense. To go to therapy. That's not something that we really need, so to speak.
Right. So where do you think it started from?
I think it started from just we didn't want to view a certain way or view that we weak or view as we something's wrong with us, so to speak. And not understand that therapy is about adding tools to the toolbox. But we are focused on church and everything we do is put on to God. God will find a way. Give it all to the Lord. And that's great. God is awesome. God is amazing. But we got to meet him halfway. And God did was he made people have professions that will help you unpack things and also give you tools to be have a better life.
Absolutely. And that digs into my next question of why do you think we believe that church is the only answer?
I think some people are just deep and rooted into the Lord. And there's nothing wrong with it. But I think what happened when it comes to people that focus on one way, just religion, yes. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, but you also got to do the work. I think a lot of time what people forget is you got to meet him halfway. If you believe in God, the universe, whatever, you have to put in the work. And sometimes, just like you go to a doctor when you're sick, you need to go to someone to help you, coach you into taking it to the next level and make you feel like you can function better and not just feel like, let me just pray to work, pray every day. But if you're not doing the work and the discipline, it's going to go nowhere.
Right. They say faith without work is dead.
Yeah, and by people that get caught up in that, they don't want to look like a certain way or feel like you're weak or insensitive, but therapy is very important. Coaching is very important. Like, these things are, you allow to talk to someone in a non-judgmental way. You get to talk to someone in a way where they could start unpacking things you didn't know was a trigger or perspective. You may feel like you're writing somewhere, and they'd be like, I hear you here. This makes sense, but you ever thought about from this lens? You're like, oh, okay. And it's like if you have anger issues or anything you're trying to work on, even relationships, it helps you understand tools to have better communication with the people around you, to have better communication with even with yourself. Because I think a lot of times people do is we're good friends for other people, but we're not that way for us. So it allows us now going therapy to understand that it's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up. You can power through these things. And I think that's why it's so important to go if you need it and feel like you need it to go without the stigma of you being crazy, something wrong with you.
Right. So what demographic within our community do you think is being affected the most by not going to therapy?
I think all demographics, because what happens is there's a cycle and we have to break the cycle. So as we get older and younger, yes, more people taking on therapy. You hear more now in the mental health thing, but we got a long way to go because you see so many people with trauma and hurt. So I think that what happens is we have to break the stigma and break the cycle. So I think that all demographics would benefit by, you know, but as you get older, we get stubborn, but I think that it's very important that we start introducing mental health. And that's why, you know, even from the point of a lot of schools, I won't say in New York, but I think other schools also, help, correct me if I'm wrong, that they start introducing yoga and meditation. And within that, that's part of mental health. So that's part of the introducing that to the world as a young age will help us with trying to break the cycle and understand that mental health is important.
Right.
And that was luxury. Go ahead.
Dude, I would have loved that.
Yeah. Like that. So in schools, I'm saying in schools now that have they have the nap time, whatever, but they also have time with the kids to meditate and be centered.
Right.
So,
Especially
yeah.
with bullying and all that stuff, sometimes you just it's good for the kids to have that. That's a really good idea that they started that.
Yeah, I think I hope more schools, I know in New York schools, but I hope more schools do that because that's part of mental health.
It is. It
So
is.
I think that introducing that kind of young and early, yes, but even older people, if you feel like your kid may, as us society, some people still hit their kids and beat their kids, but one thing where they may need someone to talk to. And not saying you're a bad parent or nothing, but you may need someone else to come in and help your kid see protect help your kid or help you communicate better and how y'all work, people, different human beings. So I think that's very important for us to really pay attention, be very self-aware and not just ego-driven and feel like we can fix ourselves, but we may need help.
Right. Like an outside pair of eyes, non-biased.
Yeah, and I think it's very important, but I think that people get caught up in, like I said, the stigma of it or you look a certain way. Nah, I know parents that had their kids in therapy early. I know parents that's in therapy. I know parents, I know different scenarios, but I understand the benefit of it, that if you feel like things are overwhelming, you don't have to do it alone.
Right. And that's the problem. People feel like they can, and they put on so much, and it's making it worse for themselves.
Yes, and also I understand the financial burden too, because they probably look at therapy as another bill, so to speak. And like, that's the luxury. I don't have that luxury or trying to get your teeth fixed, whatever. But a lot of these things are necessary for your own well-being long term.
And law insurances are covering it now, too.
Yeah, so it's like I advise anybody look into the insurances and also understanding price points and sessions and whatever you need to do to try to better yourself and your mental health.
Absolutely. Do you think our Caucasian counterparts have an advantage over us by using therapy more actively than us?
Yes, of course. It's because we looked at it as a privilege. So they definitely understood mental health. They basically jumped on the board early. So we, as far as us getting more empowered and being self-love and loving ourselves and going black power and expanding and loving ourselves more, we have to also understand the trauma that we had. And from the inner city streets or wherever the case may be, just being black and expanding a person of color in America is a trauma. So we,
Absolutely.
so we, everybody should have therapy or have someone to talk to break things down. If you don't have that, you may look into that because a lot of people walk around with trauma that don't even know they have it, so to speak. But they're moving around with survival mode. They're moving around with this is how I survive and not understand it may be unhealthy of, trust issues or moving in a certain way. They don't understand that for you, you feel like that's how you survive, but you don't have to live like that anymore.
Right, or you're walking around angry at the world and you have no reason, have no reason of why. Like walking around with trust issues and angry and you have no reason why.
Yeah, so that's why it's so important to, like, I understand we got so caught up in me, myself, and I kind of mentality, but that's not how it works when it comes to trying to be a decent human being, being a better you, a better version of you. So just like we go to gym to work out, this is also a way to work out our mind and help us find
Absolutely.
ways to cope with things and tools. I look at it from the standpoint of not being crazy, whatever. But you're talking to someone to help you tools to navigate for whatever your end goal is. And be a better version. Like I said, people get caught up in those other factors and not understanding. Don't look at it as something wrong with you. Look at it, this is a way to get tools. You're working out your mind and perspective and concepts just like you would do working out in the gym.
Right. More than just physical. It's more planes to you than that.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? People want to see results. But I think that most people, like one of my, and I think it was with 2020, a lot of people looking, 2020 was focused on everybody before 2020, everybody thought about it be out of work. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this in 2020. I'm going to do this in 2020. And a lot of what happened was 2020 was about vision, but more about internal vision. So it took a lot of time for people to sit down and really spend time with themselves, the good, the bad, and ugly. And now
Yeah.
people now have to realize that, oh, something is wrong with me. And I know two people that started therapy this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I know two people, and I think one is in his his 11th session, and he's doing amazing. He's like, yo, I wish I did it earlier. So it just, with 2020 being what it was, it forced a lot of people to sit down. And with sitting down, people are like, yo, you know what? let me go see somebody. Let me talk to somebody. And when talking to somebody, they know they start seeing breakthroughs already. And that's how amazing it is that 2020, you know, that's a silver lining of 2020. It made people sit down and really deal with it if you really want to deal with it. And I think that when I saw two people went to therapy just off 2020 alone, I think more are going to do it now because, you know, 2020, even though 2021 soon,
was a doozy.
it ain't over. Like 2021 is not going to change everything or something. So,
That's true. It's true. But 20,
yeah, I said,
nobody's ever going to forget this year ever.
nah. So it's one of the things where this is a great time for everybody to take inventory, and this is a great time to figure out I want to do this in my life. I want, you know, whatever your goals are, dreams are, it also be like I want to be mentally strong and be able to go somewhere to
Right.
unpack and heal properly. Gotta
Right.
be the best version of me because 2020 broke a lot of people down. So you want to be in the best position possible going into 2021 and beyond.
So how do you think to start introducing therapy into our community to improve our people that and let them know it's okay to seek it out?
I think being advocates of it, talking about how it's okay, and also people that went to therapy talk about it. I talk about experience and what it does to people. And I said, you know, I talk about mentoring, introducing yoga and meditation young to the kids is also a path to not only breaking the stigma at a young age and finally breaking that cycle, but now as parents are seeing, oh, they meditate? Oh, interesting. And they may want to join in. And it starts seeing the benefits of that meditating and working out and mental health and start inducing that whole world of therapy is a tool to help you be the better version of you. If you kind of feel you tired of feel like you're going the same cycle over and over again, dealing with the same issues over and over again, this is now a way to now heal yourself properly and constantly show up for yourself and be the better version. So yeah, I think that it just being more awareness coming up, I think it would be very important when it comes to breaking the stigma. It's working, you know, like the Charlemagne of the world,
Yeah,
Taraji starting a whole foundation over it.
I was just thinking about Charlemagne and how he's, being an advocate right now.
Yeah.
I think what he's doing.
Wait a second, you.
No, I said I think what Charlemagne doing is great. His work that he's being an advocate right now.
Yeah, you know, some people feel like overkill, but we need to overkill it. We've been so
Exactly.
disproportionate right now. We need to talk about it every chance we get to almost like, oh, this is annoying. Let me go. And I think with Taraji doing the foundation about mental health and even looking the whole movement when we need more black therapists. Because I think another thing too is I think a lot of people want people of color to be a therapist because they're like, I don't really want to feel like comfortable sitting in front of a white person or someone that don't understand my world. So I know a lot of people that hate me about therapy, right?
You want someone that understands your struggle.
Yeah.
No white man from freaking Oxford is going to understand what you've been through,
Yeah, they give you an overview, but you seek that. You want to see the, you know, it's almost like when you're in a town that you're not familiar with or a place where you don't see no one like you represent you and you see a black person, you're like, hey, what up? Like, you almost feel like that kinship. So it's just like with therapy, you would like to see across someone that you feel like they understand your plight, not just something they empathize with, but they also understand it. So it depends on the person. I think that even with therapy, I think that sometimes if you had one therapist that didn't work out, it's just like a doctor. You got to find one that gels well with you. But I think that that's why the call to action is to have more male therapists and black therapists in general to help with that kind of shift and break that
Absolutely.
stigma.
Yes. So I was going to, my last question was, do you believe it's always going to be this way? But you kind of already answered that.
Well, it's
But
we got a long way to go.
we are alone, exactly. But it's, I do believe it is getting better. They are lifting the veil on it. It is getting better because it's getting so sad. The poor, the suicide rates and everything. But people are lifting the veil and it is getting so much better. But we still, like you said, it's a long way to go.
Yeah, and I think that we just gotta constantly understand that it's okay and understand that, like I said, I frame it with therapy as more of tools in the toolbox to help you navigate and see things differently and open your eyes to certain things where you may not know and heal. And not necessarily about something that's wrong with you. It's just you want to be the better version of yourself. And sometimes friends and family, they have their own hidden agenda for you. And this is when someone is not, you know, bias of you and just clean slate and just trying to understand what you're going through and help you manage it well and not have, you know what I'm saying, your friends or family will feel like they're judging you or something. This is more about what's going on with you, and this is the tools that we think will help you communicate better with people. This is the tools that we think will help with your healing. This is tools that help you unpack these things and put it back in a space where you can function better and be the better version of you.
Absolutely. Well, as always, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the invite. You know, anytime you need me, I'm here, man.
You already know, please. All your plugs, all your
Right
social.
now, plug. I'm still working on the life relationship coaching website and getting that business ended, right? And trying to figure that out as well. But I'm got a person called Cassandra. She's amazing. Her Instagram is at Cassandra. So I've been helping her with her YouTube page, Ask Cassandra, and helping her get her the bells and whistles and get that ball rolling because she's amazing. So I'm just, you know, helping her on YouTube and her channel and just getting that ball rolling. So that's why I'm focused on the other things as far as the movie part I talked about before. That, you know, it's COVID. So, still working on scripts and stuff of that nature and working on that production part, but I haven't shot anything because the last time we shot something, the week after, the world shut down. So, like I said, I'm still like staying low and being productive. That's the cool. That's the key. So, you know, and not wait for outside to open up to still work. So, in the meantime, between time, you know that. Using this time now of sitting down, like I said, taking inventory to sit down now is very important now so we can start working on things that we never got a chance to because life happens. So now that the world closed off a little bit, it's have time to work on other things. So yeah, I've been working on other things and testing theories and testing products and that nature to, you know, before release to the world. So I've been good. So just look out for, you know, my Instagram is L Chascott one, the number one. And my YouTube page where I talk about relationships and food, you know, I am a foodie, is Chad Scott One. So yeah, so Instagram, but you go, so that's what I've been doing. So I should be posting something food wise this week, but this Tuesday, in the Ask Cassandra YouTube page, we'll be talking about relationships and dating during COVID and how that works. And you know, I was talking about before beating the clock. So that's what we're talking about on Tuesday.
Oh, this is what we talking. That's what y'all talking about this Tuesday, beating the clock.
Yes, being the clock.
Oh, y'all must have talked to my dad.
Yeah,
He is on me.
we talked about that too, that pressure and understanding that, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to relationships, you want to make sure you vet in the person you want to be with and it makes sense for you and not because outside pressures. You want to make sure that this person that you with and trying to build with, it makes sense for you. Like, you know what I mean? I look at relationship part love, part business. So does this person represent me correctly? And can we build off this long term and not just for the moment?
Yes, you are the CEO of
Yes.
your own, and
And you got
do
to tell
they
me, you got to promote, you got to demote somebody to promote somebody and fire people in your life. And you got to understand, you got to take it personal and feel like I'm being a bad guy, but it has to make sense. Well, I said it gotta make sense.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, you can love somebody, but you gotta love yourself more. So yeah, so we're gonna talk about that on Tuesday. And you know, like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, still be Chad. So I'm helping people and get people in position. But as I still try to navigate my own quote unquote Chad brand, so to speak.
Oh, you know, we can't wait for that. Wait for that website. We can't wait.
I
We'll be
appreciate
waiting.
it. I appreciate the
Until then,
support.
we'll see you. You know, I'll be looking at all your stuff. I can't wait.
No
But
doubt.
I'll be looking out on Tuesday.
Yes. I'll post it on my page as well once it launches on Tuesday, and you just go on her page and check it out, like and subscribe, and you know, I'm be my link is there too, so you can like and subscribe my page too.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much. You know, I'm gonna have you back.
Appreciate it. You know, I'm gonna stand by.
Right
I'm friends
within
in
a
the room.
Yep, it's like, shoot. This is your second home after Cassandra.
I appreciate the love, y'all. Appreciate y'all. You know, definitely thank you again. I know I told you in real life, but if anything, have a great new year.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you soon, friend.
I love.
All right. Hey, you guys, so I'm back. Again, I want to thank my boy Chad for being a guest on this episode. And I want us to break that stigma. I have two websites. If you want a therapist that looks like you, I have blacktherapistrock.com and latinxtherapy.com. Again, that's blacktherapistrock.com and latinxtherapy.com. Okay, if you want to sit across from a therapist that looks like you, those are two websites that will help you out. Okay, if you want to be a guest, if you have any suggestions, that is from the mind of CC at gmail.com. Of course, CC is spelled C-E-C-E. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook by that same name. And you already know my main business, Slay by Miss CeCe. That's SlayByMzCeCe. That's .com. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and all other social medias by that same name. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for having an open mind. And thank you so much in advance for being into the next episode. So until then, stay blessed, stay in his favor, and stay safe.